Unlike the wind today, it's been a quiet week in the wheat markets. Kim, what's been happening?
Well, the wheat market has established a sideways pattern. You look at the Kansas City July contract, the KC contract is trading between $7.20 and $8. It does have some resistance at about $7.80. You look at corn, corn is in an uptrend right now. It's trading between 495 and 515. It's got to break that 515 to keep going that up. Of course, that's on the December contract. I think the news in the market this week that I don't know that anybody's gotten a hold of is that several large banks have taken their money out of the commodities. That's the would be funds money. If more banks and more investors pull out of commodities, it'll be interesting to see if taking dollars out of a market has any, what price impact that has. And of course, what everybody's talking about is the weather.
That's right. A lot of prayers were answered this last week and a lot of rain fell. What does that mean for wheat producers?
Well, a lot of rain fell in a few places, but I think overall we got insufficient rain to save the crop. Talking to crop adjusters, insurance adjusters, they're really working southern Oklahoma, western Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, those areas up to West Kansas. There's a lot of insurance activity going on there. Like I said, not enough to save the crop. I think the question is are we going to get enough moisture for what we harvest? Is it going to be a milling quality? You brought that up last week on the quality of the crop, and I think that's the important question right now.
Okay, what does the market have to offer as far as prices go?
Well, if you look at wheat on marketing, that basis is about 40 under, 35 to 45 under July contract price. You look at corn, it's about 33 under it, unless you're in the panhandle of Texas or Oklahoma, and then it's about 15 cents over. Sorghum is about 11 cents lower than corn forward contract price, except in the panhandle. Sorghum is 44 under the Chicago December, all the way across the board, central Oklahoma. And you look at canola, you can forward contract somewhere between $8.80 and $9, somewhere in that range.
Okay, one more thing. This wind kind of reminds me of Lahoma Field Days, and you're actually going to be there May 9th.
You bet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to present, at least it's titled, Guaranteed Price Forecast. We're going to give that forecast for June and December of 2014.
Okay, Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.